He's finished strongly to win his both races to date, and as a two-year-old before Christmas, he's got over $600,000 in the bank. That must be a good feeling for his trainer, Gary Portelli, who joins us this morning. Congratulations, Gary.
Good morning. Yeah, thanks very much.
How did you feel yesterday when he sealed his spot, I suppose, but also showed what a quality colt he is going into to the autumn carnival and towards the slipper?
Relief and relief, basically. sort of hoping he was going to, reproduce his first up run. And it was 5 weeks between runs going into this without a trial, just to, with two-year-olds, I believe less is always better. And then when he drew badly on the outside gate, I thought, well, we've got a lot of traffic. We don't have to get around because I believe he's best ridden back cold. And then the track started playing very much, not so much leaderish, but you had to be in that sweet spot just behind the leaders at least, no further back than three sets back. And back markers were getting home into placings, but nothing had won all day. So he's going to be set a big task in what looked to be a pretty handy race. And he overcome a lot of obstacles.
Got a handle on what it takes to win a slipper with She Will Reign. Are there any similarities between him and the filly you're able to win the Classic with?
I think he gives me the impression he's going to be better over further. He's a big action horse. He loves to relax and get home, where early on she was a bit of a scamperer, had a lot of speed, and then as she got into a prep, she'd lose her speed and had to be ridden cold. But she was doing unbelievable things at track works, which I was, quite scared about, because she used to work like an 800 metre horse, but she was able to run out 1200, where he's a horse that can get beat in track work quite easily. He's a big striding horse, and horses with a bit of a turn of foot, at track work can match it, if not beat him. So he's done more on race day than what he does at track work. So they're two different horses in that aspect, but the two things they've got in common is that they like to win.
You mentioned the 5 weeks between runs and less is more for two-year-olds. So how did you have him in the condition he was to run yesterday? What was an example of his work in the week or two leading into yesterday?
Well, I've actually thought about giving him a barrier trial, and my gut feeling was saying just don't do it to him. You go to trials, you're opted in trial 12 and you're on a rough ground and, you're getting kicked back and things like that that horses don't need in between runs. And I decided that if I was allowed to, I could take him to Canterbury, sort of 9 or 10 days out from the race, and just give him an exhibition gallop between races, and had a nice three-year-old that was a nice workmate for him. And they just did a nice, easy gallop over half a mile on the bridle, then went out to run time, just a day out, good experience getting on the truck, and just wanted to take that little bit of an edge off him without putting under any pressure and having him flat for the race. And they worked them beautifully. He had plenty of horse left under him going through the line. And then on just Tuesday morning, which is a very easy gallop, I went half a mile, just a little bit stronger the last two furlongs, about 26, and just had a nice easy week the rest of the week. And I was concerned when the rain was coming. I thought I might have had him underdone if it turned into a really heavy track. But the track was, obviously just on the soft side, and it all played out well for us.
He had to pull out what looked a supreme effort yesterday. How did he recover from that?
He's fine. I just had him out in my yards out the back here this morning. He was bucking and rolling and carrying on like he always does, and he hasn't missed a note. So he's got fantastic sort of attitude and he's got resilience, and he's only going to get better. I hope, he's going to get stronger, and, he's got to, because there's obviously going to be another wave of nice two-year-olds coming through that we haven't seen yet. And, while they're coming through, he's going to be getting ready for the big one.
What's the background to him finding his way to your stable? I see a Mrs. K. Portelli as the managing owner. That must also be satisfying.
Yeah, look, we've spotted him. Well, not so much spotted him. I trained his half-sister, and the owner sent me through a photo of this colt out in the paddock. And I've had a lot of luck with Sebring, and I just said, well, once I see this colt, if I really like him, I'm going to buy him, because the owner was happy to stay in for a leg. And we went for sale. He brought more than what the owner thought he'd get. He thought he was going to get between 100 and 120, and I went to 160 to get him. And basically, I wasn't going home without him. Just liked him that much, and we put a syndicate together of current owners, and some new people came in. And it's been a great ride for everyone, including the breeder, who's also got the mare, and he's got couple of capitalists, I think, out of the mare, and coming through. So hopefully he doesn't sell them. Hopefully they just come straight to my yard.
What's the plan now? Can he have a more substantial break? How do you map out a path to the slipper?
Yeah, look, he'll go for a nice break. He'll be out Monday, and then we'll work out when we need him back. We'll look at all the dates, and I always give myself a couple extra weeks for stone bruises and colds and things that two-year-olds can pick up on you midway through a prep when you're running out of time. So I'll give myself a bit of extra time to make sure that we're right if things go wrong. But I'd love to have a crack at the Millennium, $2 million two-year-old race for English horses only. And maybe the Todman, then Slipper. That was our plan at this point while drinking plenty of champagne yesterday.
Well, the dream's alive and you'd earned that champagne, Gary, and lovely to see you with another good horse in your stable. Looking forward to the path of the Slipper with Sir Jarden. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much. Thank you.